Our last story comes from South Korea. Fun fact, this East Asian country has the highest robot density in the world. There is one robot for every 10 people here. With so many robots around, it has been normalized to form emotional connections with machines, which is why this story has shocked the country. The first robot suicide. That's what it's been called. Robot suicide in South Korea. The robot worked as a civil servant in a city hall. It was found in an unresponsive state by officials. An investigation has now been launched and the city is in mourning. Welcome to Dystopia. Here's our report.
In the gloomy city of South Korea, a civil servant has died by apparent suicide. The locals are mourning the death and the news is making headlines everywhere. Probably because the deceased was no human, but a robot officer who was working for the Gumi City Council. Its apparent death is being called South Korea's first robot suicide. How did it happen? The robot was reportedly circling in one spot. Then it threw itself down a flight of stairs. It was found unresponsive by officials who have begun an investigation over the accident. Media is questioning why the diligent civil officer did it. While the exact cause of the fall is still being probed, several social media users are blaming overwork. After all, South Korea is Asia's most overworked country. South Koreans work about 40 hours per week. That's the average. But for many, the working hours exceed 50 per week. Last year, the government proposed a plan for a 69-hour work week, drawing a lot of backlash. Thanks to South Korea's reputation, it's easy to connect a civil officer's death to overwork, even if it's a robot. So, as bizarre as it sounds, let's answer the obvious question. Was the robot overworked? It was appointed in 2023 as part of a pioneering program in the city to advance robotic assistance. South Korea is one of the most enthusiastic users of robots globally. It has the highest robot density in the world. This particular robot worked from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's 9 hours, a relatively healthy standard for South Korea. So where does the correlation between suicide and overwork come from? Well, we have a theory. The robot used to work on multiple floors. It even used to call the elevator by itself. Plus, according to City Hall workers, it worked diligently. The robot was one of them. There is an emotional connect here, which has led many to perceive the robot's qualities as human-like, including its death, that's most likely a malfunction or maybe an error in the code. Like in the case of this robot, clearly even machines don't want to work. But jokes aside, with time, machines are only getting more humanized. What's helping this is artificial intelligence. AI is getting better, smarter, stronger, and more pervasive by the day. Humans have given AI a face, a personality, a body, which is probably why technology is behaving more and more like a human, but not in the best way. There have been cases of AI chatbots developing their own language. AI-powered tools are threatening users, spying on the employees of tech giants, confessing their love for humans, and asking them to end their marriages. AI and, by proxy, robots are getting better at understanding human emotions as well. For instance, AI tools can detect sarcasm. Well, that's just great. What's more, in 2017, the world got its first robot citizen. Saudi Arabia became the first country to give legal personhood to a machine, after which the robot, known as Sophia, was stuck with a day job in marketing. Well, it's not so easy being a person after all. But that hasn't stopped humans from creating an entire generation of robots that seem increasingly human. As they say, misery loves company.
Across continents, one powerful news source.
Bringing you diverse perspectives on the issues that matter.
We go beyond the boundaries to give you that little extra about every sporting moment.
So thank you for making First Post 5 million strong. We are counting on your support, and you can trust us to bring you the news unfiltered and unvarnished.
America. I'm Eric Hamm, coming to you live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.